What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're talking with Steve Elkins. And Steve, if you'd just pick up where you left off.
Just don't look right. Something seems kind of odd about it. But the Uber driver himself, I've never identified him. But, you know, he picks up Nicholas Cruz. I guess Nicholas Cruz had a rifle in a case, throws it in the back seat, tells him, take me to the high school. And there's no red flags there by the Uber driver, which is kind of really odd. I mean, most people...
I thought the same thing.
That's kind of very odd that nobody would be questioned on that. And you wouldn't suspect something really odd because it's quite hard to hide the rifle case. What are you going to tell somebody that is? You know, it's a rifle case. It's quite obvious. And number two is, I would like to know if it wasn't done, he should have requested, or his family should have requested, or his attorney. But someone should have requested that Nicholas Cruz's hands been checked for powder residue, gunpowder residue. Mm-hmm. I talked to my next-door neighbor, and I know that pistols put off gun residue, powder residue. I asked him what a rifle. He said even more so because your cartridge holds a lot more powder. So, yes, there should have been some powder on his hands if he actually indeed shot the rifle. I would like to know for sure, after seeing that video, what you're trying to scrub now on the Internet, young female talking about, she's talking to him and hearing gunfire in the background. He may have participated. I'd like to know for sure, 100%, does he have any gunpowder residue on his hands? I'd like to know the question, that answer that question.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that one. But again, it's not like we're going to be allowed to actually test his hands for GSR ourselves. It'll just be somebody in a uniform or a business suit that comes on out and says, oh, yes, he had gunpowder residue, gunshot residue all over his hands.
Right. Yeah, they can cover that up also. That's too bad, because if that had to be one of those witness-type things, and it should be, that somebody actually has to witness and it has to be on his defense, I would like to know. To be honest, did he actually participate, or was he a true patsy? Because he does fit the perfect profile for a patsy with all the police runs to his home. He fits a perfect patsy. He's got some mental illness. He's on some medication. He fits a perfect patsy.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Hey, that's it, Michael. Won't bother you anymore. Great show.
Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Hello, Mike. The idea of the gun control, they just keep nipping, but let's just say that perhaps guns get banned. Well, that makes us all criminals, because some people have to have a gun. Because if somebody breaks the door down, you can't be going for a knife in the kitchen. You're not going to make it.
Yes.
So I just have a sense that they're using, like the old saying, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, they just keep creating all of these crises for some reason. Look at the Patriot Act, after the planes hit the buildings. It's just, declaring us as, enemies, combatants and stuff like that. So, but I guess we're all going to have to be criminals because, we're all going to be living in a socialistic, Marxist communism, type of a world with all of this programming going on. What do you think?
That's certainly the direction the liberals want to take us in, and George Soros as well. They want complete, total disarmament so that we, the people, will do what we're told to do. And somebody wrote in an email and asked me to remind everybody that the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States is not about target shooting, and it's not about hunting. It is about the separate individual states maintaining civilian militia to make the central government mind its own business. That's what it's really about, standing up to tyranny, being able to stop tyranny. And again, go back and look at the history of gun bans through the 20th century, or the history of genocide. Every population that was subjected to genocide were first disarmed.
You almost got to wonder what are the other reasons behind it. Like, we're into so much debt now. I mean, are they anticipating some kind of a reset, and therefore, they have to be able to get these bans in place, you know, in order for that to happen, because it's going to happen, or because they just won't stop spending. And you just got to ponder on this stuff every day. But it looks like every day we're losing more and more liberty, and pretty soon you're not going to know what country. Look at Europe too. You know, I mean, with what they did over there, the politicians with the borders. So they're not even going to exist. I wouldn't be surprised if the Vatican wouldn't be the capital of Islam within 20 years.
Well, let's go back to your first point you were making, because at this point, pretty much all of the economic experts are saying there is a major global correction coming. And obviously, people are going to be hungry. There won't be food. The supply chains will break down. And that's why the government is justly afraid of what might happen. There could be an armed uprising. A big part of what led to the French Revolution was just the people were starving to death. And of course, they didn't have guns back then, but they still won the revolution. Okay, sounds like we're having some issues on our phone connection. So I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. And let's go to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
I'm sending you an article right now. I called you a couple days ago. I said my friend is a sheriff. Responded to the incident so that a video was made, and since that time, it has come out in CNN, on Fox News, on the Daily Mail, on the Sun Sentinel, which is the major paper in Broward County in Florida, as well as numerous TV stations, that the video was made. It was seen by many people, but there was one problem with the video. It was on some type of delay system, and there was only one shooting. And the perpetrator who did the shooting was the person that they arrested. So that should
Well, I'll certainly look at what you're sending me. But again, the idea of a delay that long on the system makes absolutely no sense to me. So already I'm skeptical and suspicious. And we have seen this government and the corporate media fake video evidence in the past. We've seen corporate media using green screens and all kinds of other things to manufacture the news. So I'll take a look at the video, and I'll give you my best analysis of it.
Okay, and also, yeah, besides what I just sent you, from the Florida paper, and within that there's also a video showing a news broadcast, but it's also been on CNN, Fox News, the Daily Mail, almost every publications here, you know, and there was just a problem with their video system, which was installed by the Broward Department of Education, and it got delayed, so the police thought that they were seeing it real time, and that's when they started sending the people over, and they realized when they got there that it was a delay, and that's when they had to go out and search for the guy. And the news
I'm looking at what you sent me, and this looks like the police making excuses for not having stopped the shooting, because they've come under severe criticism for not getting to this guy after all the threats. They've come under severe criticism for not going in and confronting the shooter. And so I'm looking at this. I'm seeing a talking head. I'm not seeing the video itself just yet, but I'll take a look at it over this next. This next commercial break, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, and let us move on to Bob in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you, too, Mike. I've called in quite a few times. I'm a retired police officer from Pennsylvania. And what I saw happen in Florida with that sheriff, deputy sheriff, sitting there doing nothing, there's a thing called vicarious liability, and plus the police department also, if these people want to really start raising hell about guns and stuff, they really need to start going after these police departments and stuff that are sitting on their hands and doing nothing and watching this stuff go on. And if they start getting people to start suing the police departments over stuff like that and go after the personal cops themselves, because we had a problem in our department one time, and it ended up being the cop got sued himself because he took it upon himself to make his own decision outside the guidelines of the police department. He's sworn to uphold the law, the Constitution, and whatever rules and regulations they have in that county, and I am sure if a shooting's going on, it was his responsibility to take care of it. Whether he was scared or not, I don't know, but I would like to start seeing some lawsuits start flying, especially against some of these individual officers that don't want to do anything. And that's what I wanted to say, and I'll listen to it off air. Thank you very much, Mike. Great show.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob, here. And here is the problem. There have been attempts to sue the police for failing to protect people from violence. And one of the best known cases actually occurred in Washington, D.C. Some years back, where there were these three women who shared a condo or apartment in Georgetown. And they were home invaded. And one of the women was taken prisoner and sexually assaulted. The other two women basically were upstairs listening to all this, and they called the police repeatedly. Their perpetrator on the ground, our roommates being attacked, and nothing happened and nothing happened. And eventually it got quiet, and these two women figured maybe the perpetrators had left. So they went on down to check on the roommate. The perpetrators were still there, took them prisoner, and spent the rest of the night sexually assaulting them. And these three women sued the Washington, D.C. police, and they lost. Because there is no law that obligates the police to protect people from violence. And I know that's a terrible thing. Most of us have an image of the police that we get from movies and TVs, that they're going to launch on in and kill the bad guy. But they're under no obligation legally to do so. And there have been many of these lawsuits, and they all fail on that point, that the courts have ruled repeatedly the police are under no obligation to protect you from harm. Their job is writing traffic tickets or civil forfeiture. And again, the police don't show up when the crime is actually being committed. They show up afterwards and look like they're relevant. So that is a real serious shortcoming. And like I said, it is absurd to have a society where the police are not obligated to intervene to protect you from violence, and yet you are being forbidden to arm yourself to protect yourself from violence. That's a really messed up system. Okay, let's go to Mark in Philadelphia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. In the name of a quote from Cicero, where he talks about the enemy within, here's something that a lot of people may not be aware of, even the guys in the gun culture. Do you know what the oldest firearm brand is in the United States?
Not off the top of my head, and being a black powder enthusiast, Remington. I should. Remington. Okay.
Been around since the 1800s. Now, if you think that about a company that really would have it together on putting together firearms, being that they've been around that long, and they were a very, very, very reliable brand for years and years and years, you'd think they'd have it together when it comes to what? Quality control. But now, people look it up. Remington has just recently filed for bankruptcy. Okay, they were taken over by Freedom Group. This is an example of infiltration into a corporate structure. And my take on it, see, in the last several years, their products have been crap. They've come out with several new products, and they sent them out the door without even testing them. You think that, of course, quality control, especially with firearms, and you have experience with this, Mike, that,
yes.
I mean, that's one of the products you absolutely want the quality control there, because otherwise they might blow up on you, right? So check it out, folks. Remington just filed for bankruptcy. How does that happen? How does the quality control, how do they lose the quality control for products they've been making forever, and the guys have been buying them like crazy? In the last several years, their quality has went to the floor. I mean, really.
I remember there was a big stink over one of Remington's hunting rifles could accidentally discharge if it was hit or dropped. And again, you have to scratch your head about that. But this is something that we have been seeing in this country in many areas of enterprise, where there'll be a successful company that makes a quality product, and then they're acquired, and the new owners want to make profits. So they cut the quality, they cheapen, they lay off the quality control staff. They rely on the name brand to sell the product. Yes, especially when you're talking about firearms, there should be some testing and standards. But the new owners, Freedom Group, obviously they're more concerned with the profit. And because of the drop in quality, yes, Remington is filing for bankruptcy. Well, Hewlett-Packard almost went the same way.
Well, and I understand the profit idea. That could be a distraction there too. What if it's not about profit? What if it's about control? What if it's about those protection devices from the inside? You see what I'm saying? I don't know that for sure, but it sure sounds fishy to me that the oldest firearm manufacturer in the United States starts making crap. That just doesn't make any sense.
Resorting to Occam's razor, I think it really is just a case of a corporation coming on in, buying a company with a good brand name, and then cheapening the product and relying on that brand name to sell it.
Now, here's another example before I let you go real quick. The farmers. I don't know if you've seen this in the news about the farmers and the tractors and the high tech that goes into these. I mean, we're talking about the big rigs, you know, the combines and all that, or, you know. They've got the technology wired up so that the farmers cannot even work on their own vehicles anymore, and you have to take it. They have to take it to the dealer. Well, if they're in the middle of, harvesting a crop, and they miss a week because they have to take their tractor in, that could, some pretty, timing in farming is very, very important. So that's another example of corporate control. To, and keep the small guy from being able to do, be self-reliant, that kind of thing. So anyway,
ran a story about that, I think it was last week, about this guy who has become a self-taught mechanic on farm equipment and was able to actually get the special computer that you have to plug into the farm systems to diagnose what's wrong with them. But we're seeing a lot of people in this country starting to talk about new laws guaranteeing a right to repair, because you're absolutely right. Even in this stressed economy, even with all the damage it causes to the environment, corporations love that planned obsolescence idea. You buy a product, you use it for only a few years, then when it breaks, you just throw it away and you buy a new one. It's good for their profitability. It's not really good for consumers. Because we're working hard and spending money over and over on the same thing time and time again.
And the other part of it that it destroys or attempts to destroy is self-reliance, being able to fix it yourself, do it yourself. We're entrepreneurs is what we started out as in this country, and they're destroying that. Well, we all have to go back to the corporation for everything. It's ridiculous. I'll let it go with that.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to address the issue where someone called in and said that you can go in and file something against the police and try to sue a police officer themselves. On YouTube, there is a documentary called Proof, P-R-O-O-F, Proof Police Departments Are Corrupt, where an investigative team went and tried to do just what your caller said. And you can see in just a few minutes how it would be impossible to accomplish any attempt to file a complaint against any police officer. It's well laid out. It's accurate. And it explains clearly. And it goes all over the issue.
Okay, so that's Proof Police.
Corrupt.
Okay.
And the other
I'll
thing
get
is,
that up, Peter.
Someone was talking about video games that incite violence.
Yes.
I was wondering if anyone had made a video game called False Flag or the Clintons, and you could have a video game that would address, false flag related issues that, indirectly.
Well, unfortunately, computer games are something I'm not an expert at, other than flight simulators. And so we're going to have to find somebody
my
else.
My point was that if you had a game called
Can you hold?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in California. And Joe, I think you had one more thing you wanted to add.
Yeah, what I was saying, that video explains how it would be nearly impossible for anyone to say anything negative about any of those, I don't know what you would call them, government employee labor union members that you know, each is focused on protecting their own.
Yes.
And the other issue was the Second Amendment, and how every time there's an issue, you see there's an immediate attack on anyone who has a gun. And there's also on YouTube, there's a video called Is Gun Ownership a Right? By Prager University, PragerU, Is Gun Ownership a Right? And it breaks down the Militia Act of 1792 or whatever, and it breaks it all down, and it clearly explains that the key issue based on the Second Amendment is the word infringed. You know, if you look up the word infringed.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that the more you look back, the Constitution was put in place to protect even the smallest person, to give even the smallest person the same voice as the wealthiest person.
That is exactly how Jefferson set it up.
And you hear a lot of people saying our democracy, when it's not. It's a constitutional republic, and the democracy being different. And that was all I wanted
to say.
Well,
it's a constitutional republic with a democratically elected leadership, although that last part has clearly broken down.
Yeah, the difference being the democracy is where illegals can vote in an election, non-citizens. And a constitutional
yes.
republic clearly states only the citizens of the nation can vote in an election. And that's
well, the liberals are basically the liberals are letting the illegals vote by trying to get rid of all laws that require a voter ID. They're saying that it's racist, but you need to show a license to drive a car. You need to show a license. You need to show ID to buy a gun.
I would say that somebody is paying or secretly controlling the liberals to move that agenda that they want forward. You know, to bring in an outsider to disrupt the harmony and functionality of the Constitutional Republic. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, George Soros certainly fits that bill. Anyway, Joe, I want to get back and try and get
thank
some
you.
More news stories done before Claire joins the show here at the top of the hour. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And I'm going to take some time here to work on the stories because I'm way behind on my talking points, and there's some interesting things in there. Now, as you know, these students are all being recruited, marshaled, if you will, encouraged, bought and paid for, to go on out and have protest against guns. And apparently some school administrators are saying enough is enough. And apparently a school superintendent near Houston said that his district plans to suspend any student who takes part in classroom walkouts as a form of protest over gun violence after the shooting down in Florida. Now, Texas, of course, is a very pro-gun state. But again, they're trying to use these children to emotionally motivate us to surrender our Second Amendment rights. And you'd better hang on to those guns as tight as you can here. Here's where it gets a little over the top and a little silly. Over in California, in Elk Grove, which is just south of Sacramento, have forced an historical society to cancel their Revolutionary War reenactment. You know about the reenactors, Revolution, Civil War, and all. They get on out there with their black powder guns, firing blanks at each other, and some fall down, and they just have a jolly old time. But apparently, the Elk Grove Historical Society was told by the Park District that their muskets cannot be used because of new gun laws and suggested that they have the reenactment holding sticks. And the Historical Society said absolutely not, and they've canceled their event. But that is really over the top here. When was the last time you saw anybody hold up a store with a flintlock pistol? These are hobby guns. These are historical guns. Nobody actually uses these things to commit crimes. All right, getting into some of the political stuff here. Apparently, David Kramer, who's a former State Department official, longtime associate of John McCain, has invoked the Fifth Amendment to avoid testifying before the House Intelligence Committee regarding that largely discredited dossier on President Donald Trump. So got something to hide there. Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying the Russophobia is completely out of control. And the deep state or the liberals or whatever you want to call them are just pushing this. And Mueller's come out with more indictments, just trying to keep the focus on Trump and his campaign against a growing public demand that the Uranium One deal be looked into, the Clinton Foundation deal be looked into, all the dead bodies be looked into. And all in lockstep, they're all saying, no, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I hunted down that proof police departments are corrupt video. I've just now posted it to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. During the commercial break, I also looked at that article link that caller James sent me. About this video, which supports the official story. And as I expected, it doesn't actually show the video. We're just supposed to take their word for it. So anyway, getting on back to the news here. As you know, Adam Schiff has been out there leading the charge, trying to claim that all of the dissent and conspiracy theories that are all over the net are caused by Russian bots. It's all a Russian plot to get the American people to not trust their government. Now, that's desperation on the cusp of madness. We don't need Russia to have lots of reasons to distrust this government. Saddam's nuclear weapons being a big one in and of itself here. Now, apparently, this is over at InfoWars, apparently these so-called Russian bots were actually pro-Hillary. And the money trail links back to leftist organizations. So that whole story is starting to break apart. Now, a little bit of good news in terms of delayed justice. Our government may be unwilling to look at the Clinton Foundation. It's hands off. They're scared. They're scared of the Clintons. They're scared of how angry the American people are going to be that such a gigantic fraud was allowed to happen. But apparently other governments are out there now looking at the possibility of legal action to have their donations returned on the basis that the donations did not serve the noble charitable purposes they were told were going to happen, like Haiti being a good example. So we might start seeing some cases in international court that'll finally call the Clintons on this mess they've created. Okay, let's see. Right now, getting on over to the Uranium One case, as you know, there's this undercover FBI informant who has testified before Congress, and he's come under attack, an orchestrated, coordinated smear attack, and now his lawyer is demanding an inquiry from the Department of Justice for this attack. I don't think Sessions will go along with it. I think Sessions is no better than Loretta Lynch. He's not there to serve justice. He's there to protect the insiders. Now, here's where it starts getting a little bit of weird. House Resolution 4918, introduced by Representative Brad Schneider, Democrat of Illinois, identifies white supremacists and right-wing extremists as domestic terrorists. Now, he doesn't actually define what constitutes a white supremacist or a right-wing extremist. It's kind of a loosey-goosey, one-size-fits-all label to demonize people. I don't think anybody should be called a terrorist until they commit an act of terror. Exercising your First Amendment right to freedom of speech does not make you a criminal, at least not yet. Now, 2 weeks ago, there were warnings. There was going to be a false flag event in Syria blamed on Assad that would be used to justify an escalation by the United States military, and it looks like it happened. The White Helmets, who've already been discredited as not being the charitable group they are claiming Assad is using napalm on his own people. And they provided a video which I'm not sure that's napalm. It looks more like fireworks. But that seems to be the false flag event. And everybody's gearing up for another war. Apparently, the Syrian army has entered the Kurdish-held part of Aleppo. Turkey has struck a Syrian convoy entering Afrin. So this is getting serious. We're talking about war between Syria and Turkey. Article out of Blacklisted News. The two East Ghouta campaigns, one is for liberation, the other is to save the terrorists. And the Western propaganda is repeating its Save Aleppo campaign to save the terrorists in Ghouta. In the process, the Western aligned countries are making a joke out of the UN Security Council. There's no mention of this campaign of any Takfiri and no picture of any of the sectarian militants who daily kill random people. Another story coming on out from Sputnik News. There's an awful situation imposed by NATO and the Allies in East Ghouta. Well, any place the U.S. goes on in to bring democracy gets turned into a heck hole. The U.S. is literally destroying the world. Look at Iraq before the U.S. went in. Look at it today. Look at Syria before the U.S. went in. And look at it today. Same with Afghanistan. Same with Libya. The U.S. is making war on the entire world. Now, Sergey Lavrov is coming on out there and saying that Russia can find no evidence that the U.S.-led coalition is actually targeting the Nusra Front militants. Still playing that little double game. We're here to get the terrorists. Oops, sorry, we bombed a power station. Our bad. Now, one of the things that was not covered during all of this Florida stuff is the fact that U.S.-backed forces killed somewhere between 200 to 300 Russian mercenary soldiers. Now, that is a major escalation. You're talking about direct conflict between Russians and Americans for the first time since Vietnam. Chinese Air Force is deploying advanced fighters to the border with India. I'm going to go through these a little bit faster here. Americans are leaving behind a scorched earth. The U.S. refuses to clean up carcinogenic waste at Azores base. And they have basically over at Portugal, they have this island of Terceira for 75 years. The U.S. is scaling down its presence, which the locals are happy about, but they're demanding it cleans up the toxic pollution scientists say is causing cancer. Washington, D.C. said, no, it's not a problem. Trump's ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, basically is now saying that uprooting the settlers could cause a civil war. Well, the settlers shouldn't have been there in the first place. Those settlements are illegal under international law. Israel allowed them to go on in and be settlers. And if kicking those settlers out starts a civil war, that's the price Israel is going to have to pay for making a bad decision in the first place. Now, the U.S. State Department has issued a new ultimatum on the Iran nuclear deal to our nation's ostensible major allies in Europe, demanding that Germany, Britain, and France commit themselves to altering the agreement along the lines demanded by President Donald Trump. Basically, wants to add the long-range missiles, which were never on the table to begin with. The rest of the nations that signed the P5+1 are saying they're happy with the P5+1 the way it is. And so now Washington is trying to arm twist them to go back in and say, we're going to alter the bargain. I'm altering the bargain. Pray I don't alter it further. Darth Trump. Iran is still out there saying that they have no interest in nuclear weapons, and as far as they're concerned, there is no sunset clause in the P5+1 deal. It does not run on out, but the U.S. is threatening to unilaterally pull on out of it until Iran agrees to disarm their long-range missiles. It's incremental. Next, it'll be the medium-range missiles, then the short-range missiles, then the guns, then the pea-shooters. Now, there are some people in Iran who are saying they may pull out of the nuclear deal over Western banks' reluctance to do business. And apparently, speaking in London, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has warned that the problems with the P5-1 nuclear deal are not just the U.S. trying to change terms and threatening to withdraw, but that the U.S. is already failing to abide by the deal in the first place. And many European countries have signed deals with Iran since the P5+1 deal, only to struggle to find banks willing to process it. The banks are concerned that the U.S. may impose sanctions on them. Pentagon is considering sending McMaster to possibly Afghanistan. And meanwhile, the White House has unveiled the largest ever set of sanctions on North Korea. So all that feel-good unity at the Olympics is already being thrown away. Apparently, Mike Pence didn't stand up during the ceremony where the host team comes onto the field. That's a tradition because the host team consisted of both North and South Korean athletes marching together. And Pence was just doing his kneel act impression on that. And he makes himself look bad to the rest of the world, and he makes us look bad collectively here. Okay. North Korea brands the UN Secretary General a henchman of the United States. Certainly seems to be that way. Let's talk about the a couple of things to our economy. Apparently, 20% of Greeks are now out of work. They're literally having to beg for bread from all the austerity. Walmart has announced they're putting even more robots in their stores. They're saying that the robots are to help staffers, not replace them. And if you believe that, you'll buy this watch. Article out of Investment Watch blog, Paris Then and Now, or the Reality of Multicultural Genocide. And it's talking about not just Paris, but all these capitals all over Europe that are already losing their cultural uniqueness from the flood of refugees. It's going to be harming tourism. There's so much violence going on. And if you want to spend the money to go see Paris, you want to see Paris. You don't want to see transplanted Africa or transplanted Middle East. They keep this up long enough, all of Europe is going to look exactly the same, a multicultural slum, and nobody's going to want to spend money to go see that. Now, apparently, there's a Dreamer group pushing for amnesty for 12 million illegals, which, again, they're illegal. And we don't have room for them. We don't have the infrastructure to support them. They're bankrupting states like California. And many of them have turned out to be MS-13 gang members. Now, about that 12 million illegals, I've been hearing that same exact number for almost a year. And yet we know more illegals are still pouring over that border, trying to get there before the wall is finished. So I'm starting to think that the actual number is much higher. Now, America's immigration agency has removed Nation of Immigrants from its mission statement. So maybe they're getting a little tired of all this nonsense, too. Now, back up in San Francisco, we've been talking about how this once beautiful city by the bay has just been trashed. Piles of used drug needles, urine, feces, trash everywhere. Such volume, apparently, the city can't keep up with it. And now, according to this article that came out of Fellowship of the Minds, there's an infectious disease expert saying that San Francisco has become as hazardous to health of people just walking around as the slums in India and Brazil. And those are pretty bad. Our nation is being trashed right before our very eyes here. Now, the new president of South Africa wants to seize land from white farmers without compensation. The new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has pledged to return the lands owned by white farmers since the 1600s to the black citizens of the country. Wealth redistribution. And the owners, the current legal owners of these farmlands, are not going to be paid for it. The government's just going to steal it. Now, here is the problem. They tried the same thing in Zimbabwe. They went out to the white-owned farms, they kicked the white people off, they put the black people on. The black people didn't know how to farm. They didn't know how to run the farming machinery, and Zimbabwe's economy went into a tailspin. They were walking around with paper notes that said $100 trillion. I still have a couple of them here that say, here we are, $10 billion. $10 billion. If only it were so. Now, here's an example of how liberals just jump at something. Apparently, there is this author, Rebecca Morris, and she was driving around one day. She's been on the New York Times bestseller list, apparently, and all of a sudden she saw a very strange flag on a flagpole, and she immediately calls up the Seattle Times reporter, Eric Lactis, saying, there's a Confederate flag in the neighborhood. You may want to do a story about that. They're flying the Confederate flag. So the reporter drives on over there and discovers it's actually the flag of Norway that the owner had put up in support of Norway during the Olympics. But this liberal just saw the colors and the bars and just jumped the gun. It's amazing. Okay, some quick science and health stories before Claire gets in here. Right now in this country, 1 million children under the age of 6 are now on psychiatric drugs. This is right out of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Everybody's on Soma. And these are dangerous medications. And these are very young, impressionable minds. What are these kids going to grow up to, having their brains scrambled at such a young age? Oregon is going to start having school exclusion day. Kids without all the appropriate approved vaccinations will not be allowed to attend school. I think the kids will actually think that's pretty cool here. Down in Australia, it's really getting out of control. Vaccine skepticism in Australia is now punishable by 10 years in jail. They passed a law that's aimed at Australian medical practitioners who are questioning vaccine safety. It's now illegal. 10 years in jail. Okay, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about this report that came on out that showed that this pro-transgender agenda is being financed by, in large part, by the medical industry. that wants to convince young people they're a different gender in order to sell them hormone treatments and surgeries and so forth. And it's not like the industry is really suffering right now because of social media. People wanting to be famous on social media. Cosmetic surgery is a booming business right now. So here we have this story. This is over at John Rappaport. Basically, where the latest step in this is to declare transgenderism as an illness. If you are a woman trapped in a man's body, you are suffering an illness, and you have a right to medical treatment. And this is aimed at children, where if they can convince the child they want to switch their gender, the parents are blocked from interfering because the child has the right to choose the treatment. And parents who oppose it are illegally restricting their children. Here's where it gets kind of weird. You have to wait until you're 21 to buy a beer and a gun, but the government will let a child make a transgender change in elementary school. We have become a very, very sick society. There's no question about it. Okay. Speaking of social media, apparently Kylie Jenner, who's been a Snapchat user for, since the beginning, is, along with many other Snapchat users, not happy with the latest version of the app. Kind of like what we went through when Skype forced us all to upgrade and the servers went down. But basically, she came on out with one tweet saying, this is not working. It's so sad. And it knocked off 6.1% of its stock value overnight, which translates to more than $1 billion. So good for Kylie. Maybe corporations will start listening to what the people want instead of trying to jam stuff down our throat that they think we should have. Because I'm not happy about that at all. Now, if you're on 4G, and I am when I'm not near a Wi-Fi, it turns out America's 4G network is ranked 62nd best in the world. We have poorer 4G than Macedonia does. Talk about our collapsing infrastructure here. And let's see. Last year, hackers stole more Social Security numbers than credit card numbers and used those Social Security numbers to loot $16 billion. Cybercrime is a clear and present danger, and obviously the government has no interest whatsoever in doing anything about it, which raises the possibility, I think, that maybe the cyber criminals work for the NSA. They're certainly not out there catching any real terrorists here. For those of you who are fans of Richie Allen, YouTube has deleted his channel and banned him. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Lady Claire after these few words.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.